Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Streaming live, worldwide, 24 hours a day.
Check it out.
Channel.
94.1.com. All right.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Sherry.
Hey, Shay, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing good for Friday. What's up?
Well, I saw the Meg last week on a pass.
Oh, really?
Did you see it? What'd you think?
It was horrible.
Is it?
It looks terrible.
Oh, my God. It's you saw it last week?
Yeah, I had a free pass. I took my son, who's 11, and I was thinking, oh, I'm going to traumatize my kid, and he's going to have some irrational fear of deep water, like I did after I saw Jaws when I was little, but... He liked it, but he's not a movie critic like I am, and they're definitely not going to win any Academy Awards in any category.
I don't know, there's that new category this year, the popcorn one, you know.
Yeah, if you get enough butts in the seat, you could be nominated for it. So
it'll get a lot of, what are those, the Raspberry Awards, the ones where it's like, for the worst movie.
Well, Shay,
it doesn't even qualify for that. It's horrible.
Thanks for calling, though, because I was going to try to sneak out and go see it just to see it. And
no.
I won't. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
I just go see Jaws. I go down to Galveston a lot yesterday, and I got friends that are obsessed with Jaws, and my buddy yesterday was all excited because there was a shark attack down in Galveston. Guy's okay.
Yeah. So weird that happened there, though.
Shark attacks don't happen very often.
All right.
We got an event coming up, the JDRF One Walk for a World Without Type 1 Diabetes. We do this every year, and we have our friend Shelby on the show. Shelby and Bobby, you guys, welcome back. How many years have you done this?
Thank you. I think this is going to be our
show because Shelby's
third year, I think, on the show. Yeah.
She's like a radio star.
I know. She's just comfortable as can be. She's got her legs kicked up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Shelby, you have juvenile diabetes, and it's always been interesting to hear your perspective firsthand of what it's like going through it. And you're very brave to come on. So real quick, you got a birthday coming up. How old are you going to be?
17.
Nice.
Yep.
Man.
You go back to school when?
August 15th.
Oh, wow.
So this Wednesday.
Lord. Next Wednesday?
Yep.
That's not soon enough. You want to go back Monday, don't you?
No.
What are you doing with your final days? What are you going to do?
Your final
Just
days.
Just hang out with friends, I guess.
Any pools? Pool work?
No.
You got it. All right. That's it.
All right. What do you want for your birthday? We share the same birthday, August 31st. Look at that.
I want an Apple Watch.
An Apple Watch? Reach for the stars. And a pony, right? You want a horse? I think your dad was talking about getting you a horse.
Maybe the Apple Watch.
Yeah, exactly. Apple Watches don't
Yeah, no ponies.
Bobby, you just had a birthday as well.
I did.
Happy belated.
Well, thank you.
All right. So 2 weeks from tomorrow is the One Walk. What's Correct. Happening?
So... You know, this year, I'm happy to say that the company I work for, Lockwood Development, is the presenting sponsor this year. So
cool.
We're very excited about that. And I have the honor of being the chair of the walk this year. So,
okay.
So we are very excited. We expect, you know, about 5,000 people there. And, you know, the whole deal is we're trying to raise money to try to find a cure for diabetes.
You guys have raised over $300,000 so far.
Yes.
But you got a ways to go.
We're about halfway.
$600,000.
Yep. So we'll get there.
And that's the idea, is to raise awareness and then obviously money to find treatment and therapies to help people with type 1 diabetes, right?
Yep, absolutely.
How many people are affected by type 1 diabetes? Too many.
Too many.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is it like for you, Shelby, being someone who's, you know, from when you became aware of it? And now learning to live.
It's definitely like a struggle going through like testing my blood sugar every day and counting carbs and taking insulin. It's really different, but it's awesome like going to the walk and just seeing everyone that supports us and like knows what we're going through. And it's definitely like just awesome in general for everyone who's type 1 diabetic.
Have you made a lot of friends
through
this?
I go to a diabetic camp every summer, Camp Floyd Rogers. at Sharon Park, and I've met some of my best friends there. It's awesome.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Where's it? That's every summer you go to that?
Yeah, every summer.
Okay. Explain the difference between type 1 and type 2 so people out there that don't know. Okay.
So type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease where the beta cells that produce the insulin in your pancreas just stop working. Your body attacks it. And so everyone with type 1 diabetes is insulin dependent.
Okay. Yeah.
And it tends to affect younger people. But you don't grow out of it. You have it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So when Shelby's an adult, unless we find a cure, she's going to have type 1 diabetes forever.
Okay.
Type 2, you know, can be...
It's more diet, right?
It can be, you know, diet, exercise, you know, related. So, and they're typically not... not everyone with type 2 is insulin dependent. They can take other medications and do some other things to work with their blood sugars.
All right.
And so when you're a kid with type 1, it basically, you have to learn, you have to kind of grow up real fast and learn to eat right and take care of yourself.
Yeah. I only got it when I was 10. I was in the fifth grade. So.
Okay. Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
How'd you know? How'd you feel?
I was drinking a ton of water, going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Mood swing, super tired.
Okay.
And we were at my family Christmas party and my cousin's type 1 diabetic. So we tested my blood sugar on his monitor. And
it
read high. So we knew that it was over 350.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the hospital and it was 849.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
It should usually be between 80, 120.
Okay.
So what do they do to get it down at that point?
They gave me a shot of insulin in my stomach.
And helped.
Then, yeah, it did.
Okay.
They had to bring it down slowly, though. Yeah. They said, we can't try to bring it down too fast. Otherwise, that's bad, too. So they have to slowly bring it down.
Did you notice a difference? I mean, did you really start feeling better once you started getting the maintenance program under?
Yeah.
That's great.
Definitely. It was scary, though. Giving myself my own shots and testing my blood sugar, like, just like that's now my new life.
That's your new thing.
Yeah.
Now, if you could go back knowing what you know now, what would you tell your 10-year-old self when you found out?
That
would have made it
better.
Easier. Okay.
Because, like, when I first got it, I couldn't eat all the time like I used to just as a kid, you know, wants to eat candy and stuff like that. But it does get better.
Yeah, that's tough stuff to go through.
I hope I don't have to worry about it at all. So.
Yeah.
Those symptoms you described basically described us, which are just old people. Mood swings, tired all the time, drinking water, going to the bathroom a lot.
This morning.
We've gone through all those emotions in the last hour. All right, so the JDRF walk is 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's down on the Lewis and Clark Landing.
Yep. Starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Pretty low commit. It's just what 2 mile walk.
Yep, it could be three if you want to walk over the Bob Carey Bridge. And then this year, the immediately following the walk, we're doing it's called the Extra Mile that the a committee has put together.
That's a great idea.
But it's at the Capitol District, so they have food trucks, and it's going to be so go eat, and then people are giving 50% of their proceeds to JDRF that day.
If
you go to the Capitol District after the walk, and it's called the Extra Mile.
All right, I like that.
Yeah,
take the extra mile.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now I can't be there because one, I'm too lazy, but I have a good excuse. I'll be in Ireland, but I am going to make a donation right now.
Okay.
So I'll go to the website, make a donation. So what are the levels of commitment? We are asking people just to make a donation.
You know, everything helps. So,
well, Jeff
said earlier
he wanted to match that $30,000. Yeah.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. You know,
30,000 doll hairs. Yeah. I've got that doll collection. Don't judge me.
About it, though.
Don't judge me. I'm trying to make my dolls match my own hair. Yeah. So. They gotta go, the doll hairs. We'll put a link to the JDRF One Walk website on our Facebook page.
Great.
What else can we do? What else we need to get out there?
I think we're just trying to get awareness out there and letting people know. So this has been great. We really appreciate you guys letting us come on the show every year.
Yeah, Shelby, have a great birthday.
We love it. Yeah. What
year are you this year in school?
I'm gonna be a senior.
Oh my gosh.
What's happening in school this year? What are the goals? Sports or anything, or just?
She's the captain of the cheerleading team.
Oh. Congratulations. Oh. Wow, that's huge.
Cheerleading team.
That is way to bury the lead. That's a big one.
Thank you. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
And
have fun this year. Have fun. Your senior year is going to be the greatest year.
Thanks. Have a good birthday.
Oh, you too.
Enjoy it.
Well, have fun in Ireland. So.
All right, guys. All right, so we'll put a link. JDRF One Walk. If people want to participate, please go to our Facebook page and click the link. And again, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Easy commit. Yep. Find a cure.
And we will
remind
you guys.
Family friendly. Everybody come down. Have fun.
And the post party at the
Capitol District. Yep.
That's fine.
All right.
You're listening to the Big Party Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up.
The best way to wake up.
Wake up.
Channel 94.1.
Next Wednesday is a little game called baseball. Storm Chasers are taking on Oklahoma City Dodgers. All right, we got this young man on the phone here. What's your name, bud?
Mark.
Mark, you have three other people that you can take with you?
I definitely do, yes.
Do you like hot dogs?
I love hot dogs.
All right, they're 25-cent hot dogs. Do you have a dog you want to take?
No.
Okay, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
What about a pet?
Oh. I wish.
Oh.
Oklahoma City's in town. Gets in town Monday, so there's baseball at Warner Park all week.
Okay.
But we're gonna hook you up Wednesday.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You bet. What are you doing this weekend?
Not much.
Really?
Just working during the day.
Okay. What do you do?
I work for Omaha's bike share program. I'm out on the street right now.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool. Oh,
you should have started with that.
Are we ever going to get those bikes like they have in Chicago where you can just leave them anywhere?
The city council actually just voted down one of the, two different companies who tried to bring those to Omaha a few weeks ago.
Now, why? Mm-hmm. Why
are you
that?
Up or down on it? Did you want them or no? Was that competition?
Well, I obviously have a bias because I work for the DOC bike share companies, but Dallas actually just... they're having a big problem with their bike share company because the company went bankrupt and they ended up just scrapping something like thousands of bikes that they just dumped on the city. City's been sort of been having problems where like the company brings all the bikes, but then they don't provide the infrastructure or the people like me to repair the bikes. And so you have the bikes, it's a functioning system in theory, but then you have like bikes with flat tires and bikes falling apart and just becoming garbage.
The maintenance.
You never think about that. Yeah,
and the technology moves so fast that you might be a city with a bunch of bikes and then the overnight the bikes are outdated.
Right. We're working on electrical bikes for our stations coming in a couple of years.
I like that, the e-bike.
Those things are sweet.
They're pretty cool.
Okay. They are really cool.
All right, well, we're happy that you called, man.
I am too. Thanks, guys.
People grab one of those bikes.
All right. And they got the basket, right? The basket in the front?
They do, yes.
Okay.
Do. Ring, ring, ring.
I got them. They're right. I live right down by Midtown Crossing, so I see them all the time.
Yeah.
Take one.
Yep.
All right, bud.
There's about to be a lot more stations in Midtown Crossing.
Too. All right, cool. All right, hold on, okay?
Man, I'm looking at the Storm Chaser schedule. How many days off you think they get just in the month of August alone? How many days are they not playing a baseball game?
I want to, because we did that in July, and I would want to say 5 days. Two days?
I was going to say four.
Usually they get 1 to 2 days off a month.
Otherwise,
they're playing a baseball game every day.
Those baseball players, how do they keep it going? I mean, how do they just not
the love
completely?
Of the game?
But I'm just saying physically, the blowout of like an arm or...
Well, they replace... Yeah, they rotate a lot.
That's the love of the game. Those guys are... Because that's the minor leagues, man. They're holding on to the dream.
Right.
Paid in hot dogs, Molly. You know.
Paid in hot dogs.
Yeah. So they make it to the majors. All right, 9:36. She's going to step in next. I'm going to make her smile.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Your high today is going to reach about 89, maybe 90. This weekend, no rain. Don't worry about any of that. Funny business. We got Chi here. Look at her.
Hey.
Hey.
Guys, I walked in thinking it was Thursday. It's not. It's Friday.
Isn't that a great show?
How exciting is that? That's a good mix-up.
I'm so excited. I was walking in after I realized it was Friday. I was like, oh.
What do you got going on this weekend then? Anything exciting?
Nothing.
Clearly didn't have big plans.
No, I had no plans.
Thought it was Thursday.
No plans.
You got the air show this weekend. You can go hit that. A little air show.
Have you ever taken Maverick to see, has he ever seen jets rip by? Have you been to an air show?
I love that.
Yeah, probably as a kid. I mean, I grew up on military bases.
You don't get a jazz from a jet.
No, it doesn't do it for me. I think the most exciting time of my life was when Hurricane Fran was coming in. And a bunch of the hovercrafts came up to our military base from North Carolina. And that was like the extent of my excitement for anything.
Oh, really?
That was like remotely like that. I know. I just totally brought everything down.
Unimpressed with military action.
Well, it's just like,
you've seen it. Been there, done that.
Well, no, I don't know. It just doesn't do it.
It doesn't do your thing. Yeah. All right.
Like, give me a good shoe deal.
Okay.
You know, let's talk about like clothing.
Isn't that funny?
That's where I'm
like
at.
That gets you moving.
Some 3-inch pumps.
Forget the air show. We need a shoe show.
We need shoes.
I mean, there's Rib Fest. Why don't we do Shoe Fest?
I always
gosh, it'd be amazing.
Or like a bridal show. Those always.
Well, we do have those.
See, that's her thing. And now we're.
Give me sparkly dresses all day, every day.
Sorry, I'm out of town that weekend.
Yeah.
You guys are always out of town.
You're like, wait, I didn't tell you which weekend it was. Well, I'll make sure that whatever weekend it is.
I'm actually gone all of that month.
Yeah, we're out of town again. All right, you got Zio's Pizzeria. Yeah.
Coming up during 90s till now.
All right, make sure you listen. We're out of here, people. We'll see you guys Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.
The one and only.
The Big Party Morning Show.